Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf on Brachos Daf Dalet. We are going to be focusing on this daf, which has an incredible amount of psukim. There are 24 psukim on this daf in total. We're going to focus on one pasuk on Amud Aleph and one pasuk on Amud Beis. The pasuk on Amud Aleph that we're going to be focusing on for today is the pasuk in Tehillim Chav Zayin Yud Gimel, very famous pasuk, which is Lulei Ha'emanti Liros B'Tuv Hashem Be'eretz Ha'echayim. Yet if I were not had the assurance that I would enjoy the goodness of Hashem in the land of the living. And the Gemara darshins, of course, that the word lulei has dots upon it, which David HaMelech felt that he was not necessarily guaranteed for a place in the world to come among the tzaddikim, because Shema Yigram Achet. That's what the Gemara darshins of this pasuk. It should be noted that just understanding the pasuk on its own terms, in fact, is very important. This is part of the famous mizmor, which is the David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, which we recite during the month of Elul and going into up till Shmini Atzeres. And it's interesting to note, if you look at the entire Mizmor, the Mizmor seems to have two very different voices. The first voice is one of assurance, one of strength, and one of confidence, where David says, you know, even if Im Takum Alai Milchama Bezois Ani Botech, even if a war host comes against me, I'm confident, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to guard me, Yastirene Besuka B'Yom Ra, he's going to hide me in his place, his abode, even on a bad day. He sounds very confident, he sounds very serene. The second half of the Mizmor, which is where this pasuk is found, seems much more frenetic, seems much more frenzied and frantic. Where David HaMelech says he feels that Aviv imi azavuni, he feels that his parents have left him, he feels abandoned, people are chasing him, he feels scared. And in fact, this pasuk is the climax of that second voice, the voice which really actually is an incomplete sentence, because really this is an if-then sentence. Lulei, if it were not that I believe that Hashem was there for me in the land of the good and the land of the living, then what? There is no then. The next pasuk is Kaveh al Hashem Chazak v'yametz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem. Look to Hashem, be strong and good of courage, and look to Hashem. There's no answer, there's no if, then. It's almost as if this pasuk is interrupted by itself. David HaMelech says, if I do not believe that Hashem was there for me in the land of the living, then... And he can't even explore that avenue of thought. He has to shut himself down. He cannot go there. He just has to reaffirm himself. He interrupts himself to say, no, I need to trust. Kaveh Hashem, chazak v'yametz libecha. And the reason he does that is because he cannot explore that avenue of thought, which this level of pshat reflects exactly what the Gemara is doing, which is darshaning those dots on the lulei to say that David HaMelech was not so confident of his place necessarily at this point in time. We shift over to Daf Dalet Amud Beis, in where the pasuk which is quoted is the pasuk from Amos. The Gemara is explaining why it is that their nun does not appear in Ashrei. Ashrei is if a person says, or rather Tehillah LeDavid, which is Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei, if that is said three times daily, it promises a person to be a Ben Olam Haba, to be one of the world to come. So the Gemara explains the reason why the nun is not included is because of a pasuk in Amos. Amos says, "Noflo lo soisiv kum besulas Yisrael, perik hey pasuk beis, that you have fallen and will never arise again, the young maiden of Israel." What is interesting about this is just a few questions: is the curse of Amos? Why should that be connected to the letter nun? After all, there are many other psukim and many other blessings which are said with the word nun. Number two is Amos lived well after this mizmor was composed. This is Tehillah LeDavid. This was by David HaMelech. Amos lived centuries later as a prophet to the northern kingdom of Israel. Why should his words impact the way David HaMelech composes this mizmor in Tehillim? And the reason is very simple, for on two levels. One is grammatically. The letter which is a nofel, a letter which always falls, is in fact the nun. Which is why, let's say, when you say in modern Hebrew today, he will fall, you say, hu yipol. The root of the word is actually hu yinpol. It really should have a nun there. But the nun is dropped. It's an os nofel. It is a letter which falls, which means somehow intrinsically the letter is a letter which is related to falling. But there's another idea over here. Rav Kook, in his explanation in his Pirush on the Haggadah in Ein Hayah on this daf, explains that this world, a world of Golus, a world which we're in exile, is a world subject to atrophy, which means to say everything is slowly unwinding, everything is slowly falling apart, everything is finite, and the state of finite things is that over time they biodegrade, that over time they erode. That's the world that we're living in. In a certain sense, what Amos was identifying, the world of Golos, was Nofla lo Sosif Kum. The idea of perpetual downward trend, this downward spiral, is a function of Golos. So much so that the answer to the Golos that we're in is not even foreseeable within the context of Golos itself. The key is not embedded into the Golos itself. The only way to actually get out of it is from something outside of the system, off the grid itself, which is why the Ashrei, or Tehillah LeDavid, which is reflective of the world to come, as the Gemara has just darshaned, is coming from a parallel domain, or zone, which is outside Olam Hazeh. In that zone, the notion of Nefilah, that notion of the downward spiral represented in Golos, is not present at all, or at least not explicitly, as the Gemara says, which is the parallel to this world, which is in a certain sense only framed by the notion of Nefilah. And that's perhaps a little bit of a perspective on this and what the Gemara means when using this pasuk. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.